welcome, and I want to apologize in advance for all the crazy noise that you're probably going to be hearing all around me, because evidently my neighbors all have to do their laundry at the same time and slam every door right now, so bear with me. But I am calling this segment Booze and Schmooze, where I drink a cocktail and talk about stuff. And this cocktail, get a good look right here, those that can see. It is coconut rum, pineapple juice, lime juice, Sprite, and grenadine. So it's got this nice pink color. It's light, refreshing, great summer drink. And I will leave the recipe in my description. I want to talk about Dead City, the new Walking Dead show that has Negan and, oh my god, Maggie, and they're trying to find Herschel. And evidently, time has passed, and Herschel's a teenager now, and a very angsty, angry one at that. But that's okay. I want to know, starting out, right out of the boot, what lens was Maggie using? Because she just beat the shit out of that zombie, and the lens seemed just fine. I'm like, I need that for my cameras. Cheers to whoever makes that. We need to find that out. I can't even imagine Manhattan during a zombie apocalypse. It's crazy enough as it is. It's on an island. They say they destroyed all the ways in and out to contain it, and she's going into it. I mean, that's just nothing but dead, I can imagine. That would be so hard. Can you imagine Morgan trying to clear that? I can't even. But it is something that I think is a very interesting take on it. Like, what would you do in a big city? We saw Atlanta, sort of, but we didn't really stay in the city. They're traveling like crazy, which is nuts. And yet, it's, gosh, if he's a teenager now, we're talking like 15, 20 years into the apocalypse, maybe. I don't know. I'm not good with time. They still can find batteries. Car batteries are still working, and they can still get gasoline. And I know in the Fear of the Walking Dead, they figured out the whole gas thing, but I'm like, are they getting gas to everywhere? Because how is New York, which is so far from Texas, where oil is being pumped, how do they have gas and batteries and all that? But again, suspend disbelief. Because I got a Mini Cooper, a 2008. And if I don't drive that thing, I haven't driven it in a while. And I can't even unlock the door because the battery's dead. I mean, but they're able to make all this work. So it's very impressive. What I've always liked about the Walking Dead series is there's not a lot of racism. There's not a lot of sexism, homophobia. All that is just not an issue. And that is almost making the zombie apocalypse seem like a perfect place to live if it wasn't for all the killing and stuff. But, you know, and rape, very frowned upon, you know, murder, that's one that's up in the air, and stealing, you know, what are you gonna do? It's an apocalypse. Maggie and her boot knife. Why didn't I think of that? What an amazing weapon is that? That might be why we have to take our shoes off at the airport. But that's another subject all on its own. But like, oh, she's down. What does she do? Boom! Kicks her boot knife out and stabs Chickie. Which I feel so almost bad for her, how she ended up. But it was so funny. It was like, of all the bars and all the motels and all of New York, you had to come into mine. I mean, that was, if they're in New York, which I'm assuming that's where they're at, New Jersey, maybe. But they're definitely in the New York area, I'm assuming. And, you know, it's just amazing how they can find, in a zombie apocalypse, somebody effortlessly. We don't even know how to get around in our own towns without a GPS anymore. And these people, and she's got her little Thomas Brother's Guide, which I thought was hilarious, that we're going to have to go back to using old maps, and if you can read one anymore. And I love that she had the Wanted poster, you know, kind of like, boo, 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 like New Babylon is the capital city, but it's like the Old West, which is just crazy. It's like the zombie apocalypse meets the Old West, because you got cowboys and wanted posters and the marshals. Blah, blah, blah. And I gotta tell you, I have to give Negan so much credit. I'm wearing my Lucille shirt. Yay! That was totally accidental. But to be a heartless, cold-blooded killer, Negan is really good with kids. Carl, Judith, now this Jenny kid. I mean, if it wasn't for the murder, you know, and forcing women to be his wives, you know, again, against rape, he would be so good with, you know, as like a teacher, or I'd say youth leader, but, you know, a lot of those religious, they're not very good with kids, so we should not have them around him, but that's another subject for another time. So Hilltop sounds like it's still a thing going on. Which is interesting, because isn't Hilltop in, like, Virginia? I don't know. I'm not sure how much time has passed from the very end of the series to now. Because when we last saw Herschel, I mean, he looked about 10, maybe 11. And now he's very broody, like 16-year-old, I'm assuming, somewhere in there. So at least 5 years maybe he's passed in time. I don't know. But if you look at the, we saw him a little bit, and then I had to look him up on IMDb. I mean, the actor is definitely, you know, teenager, if not older. But Herschel, he's grown up. He's become such a little bitter, angry man, as all teenagers are. Teenagers are so much fun. Kids are great. Yeah, I don't know how Negan is going to be with a teenager. I mean, he seems pretty good with Jenny. He was good with Carl, so I guess, yeah, he's got a grasp of teenagers. So, if I'm getting this right, Maggie supposedly was scavenging from Hilltop, which I think is in Virginia, wasn't it? And now they're in New York, but they're going to get Jenny back to Virginia in whatever that posse is. I really, really need to brush up on my U.S. geography. Because that seems very far away, but maybe it's not. I don't know. It just seems far. Especially when they started in Atlanta and then moved their way up and now they're in New York. I mean, I don't know if I would be going farther north during a zombie apocalypse. Because I think Oceanside had it with, you know, you got water, you can get out on the sea if you need to, you got fresh fish. But no one asked me. Oh my gosh. So, and what's even great, okay, wanted posters, Old West, and they got black cowboys. Not that black cowboys aren't a thing. I mean, I just didn't know that cowboys were a thing in New York, you know, except for what you see on TV. Like, if they're, but, you know, that's fine. It's fair, I think, to call these guys cowboys. Because they're wearing cowboy hats. They've got the duster jackets on. It's like they've stepped out of Walker, Texas Ranger if it was on BET. But I'm liking it. I mean, his name's Pearly, for God's sakes. Pearly is just the perfect name for, like, an old sheriff in the Old West. Old Pearly's coming to town. Y'all better act right. He likes his hog stew. We learned that from him. He's got youngins. And then Negan asks when they're like, Maggie and Negan are fighting over, and she's like, you did this. And he's like, I thought you got over this a long time ago. You're still holding on to it. And I love the show and the flashbacks, which is, you forget how gross that was with his eye. I'll find you. That was so gross, but it was great gross. I think it told the story really well. But then Negan says, how many husbands and fathers have you killed? That's kind of interesting to think about, you know, like how many. Then they get in the boat and they're going on the boat. They've got the little what do you call them, like a beginner marshal on board with them that they've kidnapped, and all these bodies are in the water. Ugh. I think they've really upped their gross factor in this, which is, I mean, we've seen bloated bodies before, but just so many of these bloated bodies, and they're still active, you know? Reaching for you. Can you imagine those getting caught up underneath your propeller? Ooh, that is disgusting. And I love, so they finally get to the island, and they're walking around, and it's like, boom, boom, I guess like the zombies are hearing them, and it's like, boom, boom, they're crashing off of all these, because think about it, these buildings are like tens and tens of stories high. I mean, like, I don't know, like 60, 70, 80 stories, some of them. Again, I need to get out of Tennessee more. But it's like, I love what he said. Bodies falling from the sky now. It's a raining men. Oh, yeah, it's a raining men. Not the kind of raining men I think that you would want, but still not impressive. I love the Walking Dead franchise also because we get to hear things that we wouldn't normally hear on other television shows and other networks, like dickheads and beach ball sized lady nuts. That'll still, to the day I die, be one of my favorites. And I cannot remember if Negan said it or if the redheaded guy said it. You know who I'm talking about. But still, I think it was the redhead. Like, beach ball sized lady nuts. When do you ever hear lady nuts on any show or dickhead? And I think they threw a few fucks in there every now and then. At least I think they did in the last season. Who doesn't love a good fuck or two? And then they're walking and it's like a message spray painted on the wall. It says, Dawn, Lincoln Center, come kill with us. Like, what does that mean? Are they killing zombies? Are they killing people? What's happening? Who's Dawn? Will we find out who Dawn is? Is she that crazy chick that blew out the match? So much going on. Now, with all of the trash and the cockroaches that we saw, New York City hasn't really changed much, you know? That was, I can deal with a lot of stuff, but they're behind the trash anyway, which you know has got to be putrid at this point. And then there's like little cockroaches crawling all over them, and then they move the bag and... Hopefully that's CGI. And they spread everywhere. It was like, ugh. Yeah. No. Can't do bugs. Unless they're like ladybugs, lightning bugs. But otherwise, no. Those cockroaches, yeah, I'd be screaming and running like a little girl. I'd be like, yeah, you're going to have to kill me because I'm not sitting near these cockroaches. And I love Negan was like, nope. That's all he had to say. He's like, I'm done. No cockroaches for me. Good for you. Now, going back to Pearlie. He's an interesting cat. We learned out as he's going through the dry cleaner, trying to find him, you know. He's like, oh, I'm not gonna hurt you. I've got three daughters and a wife, you know, trying to get the personification going. I'm open to hearing about it. I mean that sincerely. I don't believe him. Anytime someone in the zombie apocalypse says, sincerely, don't trust them. Do not trust them. And then, I mean, honestly, and again, you know, and then you see, like, the rat, when the little beginner marshal's getting caught, and is that worms coming out of the zombie's mouth? Because it sucks back up into his mouth. I'm not even seeing it, and I'm grossing out right now. And then, like, a rat. I don't know if he tried to eat a rat. I don't know if the rat is still alive. If the rat is a zombie now, can that happen? I don't know. But, like, the rat is trying to come out. Ugh. So, to me, gross factor is really, it's sustained, or if not, gotten even grosser. Because you add the whole bugs thing. That does it for me. That's just like, and then anything that involves the mouth, like if somebody gets like a little bit of like the little white spittle bubbles in the corners of their mouth, that gets me like nothing. I'll want to rub mine to make sure I don't have them in there. That's just icky to me. And Maggie, man, first she had me at the knife boot knife. And then she's got these cat-like reflexes all sneaking up on old Pearly. And if y'all don't say old Pearly, I'm really going to be disappointed with you. But she's about to off old Pearly. And I think she thought about what Negan said, you know, of like, how many fathers and brothers have you killed? And so it's like sneaking into him, like, three daughters and a wife. I wonder if that had, if he'd not mentioned that, if she would have offed old Pearly. Makes you go, Now, is there going to be a Talking Dead for this season? I didn't see any. Nothing recorded. It looks like there's going to be some for Fear of the Walking Dead, which I've got to tell you, I've kind of lost interest in. I'm trying to get back on it. Like, when they changed the cast and they got, like, Mo Collins and, you know, some of these other people on there. Jenna, June and Dory, like the fish. I was so in it. I was so interested. I got interested again. And now it's just like, you know, I'm trying to force myself. And I'm not even sure how far behind I am. I look at stuff and I don't know if it's because I'm watching it and I'm just zoning out, or if I've just really not seen this episode and I need to go back even further. But I've not said that about The Walking Dead. And I like The Walking Dead stories. I dug those. Those were very creative. According to IMDb, it looks like there's only going to be 6 episodes of this season series. I don't know if it's going to be a series beyond this season. I don't know. But oh my god, you know, when they're lighting the match and they're walking through the old dry cleaner, I guess they're still at, and out comes this crazy looking one, like this witch looking woman. Not that there's anything wrong with witches, but if I'm in a dark, dark dry cleaner, you know, with some crazy cowboy marshal guy hunting me down and zombies are coming in everywhere, if she comes in out or after me, I might have taken the boot knife to her. That's creepy as fuck. All right. And Croats. Croats, dude, super creepy. Like, almost as creepy as the old man in Poltergeist 2, but younger. Like, I figure, like, Croat is like what that guy would, you know, turn into eventually. He's super creepy. Taunting Herschel with I know who your father is. He lived among your mother's people for years. It's Negan. I'm like, oh, dude, super creepy accent. I know he can't probably help that, but it does make him sound like a super bad guy. If you've got like an accent like that, like German, Croatian, evidently, yeah, you can pretty much bet you're going to be a bad guy. I'm just saying. And to the dude that is running from him, never a good idea to go ziplining in the zombie apocalypse. Just don't do it. That does not seem like that's going to end well. So that's pretty much all I've got to say about episode 1 of The Walking Dead's Dead City, which I found very enjoyable, much like my cocktail here. If you enjoyed this, please subscribe and come back and see me again. Thumbs up would be great, or a little heart, or whatever you do. And there's always ways of supporting my podcast. The podcast, I call it Laugh or Cry, because that's the purpose of life. But these segments I'm going to call Booze and Schmooze, because I like booze, and I like to schmooze. So please come back and see me again. And thank you so much for listening to me. Ah, Lucille.